Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parsha Vayigash, and he approached. Week 11, 5th Aliyah. And God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, Yaakov, Yaakov. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for there I will make you into a great nation. I myself will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also bring you up again, and Yosef's hand shall close your eyes. Genesis 46, verses 2 through 4. How did Yaakov dare go down to Egypt? When the Eternal made the covenant between the parts with Avram, Yaakov's grandfather, he revealed to him that his offspring would be put to slavery and be oppressed in a foreign nation for 400 years. Chapter 15, verse 13. And when Yitzhak, Yaakov's father, wanted to go to Egypt to survive the drought, the Eternal forbade him and told him to stay in the land. Chapter 26, verses 1 and 2. Now, Yaakov was receiving an invitation from Yosef to go down to Egypt with all his family. But within Yaakov, there must have been lots of doubts and fears. Will we be forced into slavery? Am I doing right in leaving the land of the promise when the Eternal didn't allow my father to do it? Yaakov needed to know if the Eternal was behind his plan of going to Egypt, and that's why he stopped in Beersheba to present sacrifices to the Lord of his father Yitzhak. As we've said before, sacrifices represent man's surrender to the Almighty. Yaakov wanted to show his devotion once more and thus renew his surrender to the Eternal. He didn't want to do anything with himself and his family that wasn't part of the plan and will of the Eternal. The future plan of the world's redemption was at stake at that moment, and Yaakov didn't want to make a decision without knowing if the Eternal agreed with it. The vision in the night that Yaakov received was more than enough for him to go on with his plan. The Almighty told him not to be afraid to go down to Egypt, and that he himself would go with him. What else would Yaakov need to make this decision so certain? Dear disciple in Yeshua, make sure that the Eternal is with you in the decision that you make in your life. Don't decide lightly. Your future depends on the decisions you make today. Think over it twice, meditate upon it without rush, and make sure that the Eternal is with you in what you plan to do. Then you will prosper and you will succeed, and you know the way to find out God's will, His sacrifice. May the Eternal bless you and keep you. Shalom.